Judas did not have a personal relationship with Jesus, one of understanding and love of the real Jesus. Judas was a carnal-minded man. He saw the power of Jesus and knew he could overthrow the Roman government and reestablish Israel as an independent nation. He may have even known some of the prophecies of Messiah regarding the glory of his kingdom on the throne of David. However, Jews were not taught about the sacrifice that the Messiah would be at his first coming. Hence, Judas likely thought by turning Jesus in, he would force Jesus' hand to step up as the leader of the Jewish people and overthrow Rome. Judas did not have a personal relationship with Christ, one of understanding and love of the real Jesus. Jesus was a carnal-minded man. He saw the power of Jesus and knew he could overthrow the Roman government and reestablish Israel as an independent nation. He may have even known some of the prophecies of Messiah regarding the glory of his kingdom on the throne of David. However, Jews were not taught about the sacrifice that the Messiah would be at his first coming. Hence, Judas likely thought that by turning Jesus in, he would force Jesus' hand to step up as the leader of the Jewish people and overthrow Rome. When he saw Jesus go humbly into the judgment hall, he knew his plan had failed. The fact that he hung himself was evidence of his lack of understanding who Jesus was, that he would have forgiven him, and how that he would one day be resurrected to stand before him and be sent to the lake of fire. Judas is the prototype of all men who are exposed to the truth but prefer carnal knowledge over it, thereby dooming themselves.